Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coffee Talk with Shell, where there's always variety in life.
Hi, everyone. It's Shell. I'm going to do a very short and sweet segment tonight as I've just got a lot on my plate. No worries. All is well. Just a little busy. Had family in town recently. You know how it is when you get ready for company. You're all, you know, getting the house ready and everything. And then, you know, washing all the sheets and towels and everything. And then after they leave, you can do it all over again. It's kind of like that. And, just got a lot going on right now. No worries, though. All is well. But unfortunately, I do need to make this short and sweet tonight as a cause effect there. But I wanted to at least take out even a few minutes to acknowledge our military and veterans and July 4th coming up and saying, you know, can't say enough thank you to each and every one of them and their loved ones, too, for all they all do. I love them and appreciate them. And a special shout out to my soldier friends, especially Screaming Eagles, as well as Lieutenant Emmy, and that, you know, we call each other sisters, and it means a lot to me that they call me sis and a sister, and thinking of them, keeping them in prayers always. And I appreciate them listening to this podcast for over a decade since I began it, pretty much. So I wanted to ask for you to please keep our military and veterans and their loved ones as well in your thoughts and prayers. I greatly appreciate it. I'm going to try to play one or two songs. I normally play this one song called Time to Go Home by Michael Franti at Spearhead, my favorite band. They're coming to Dallas-Fort Worth August 4th. Go to michaelfranti.com, double check his tour dates, and check out his music too if you hadn't heard him before. I'm sorry, getting off on a tangent. I could talk about Mr. Franti all day long. I love his music. All right. But again, this is a short and sweet dedication segment as July 4th is coming up soon this week on Thursday. And I want to take a time out to at least play one or two songs and dedicate them especially to our men and women fighting for us, for our freedom. All right. So in the meantime, let me see if I can find one patriotic song and then the song by Mr. Franti, Time to Go Home. And I think I'm going to play this one because I know this is one of their favorites that they request all the time. And it's called Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. And it's by Toby Keith. Such a good song. So let me play that real quick. And if I have a few minutes left at the end, I'll give you all quick updates as well. All right. Be right back.
American girls and American guys will always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see your glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Here Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down.
That's a good song. So again, that was courtesy of The Red, Wine, Blue by Toby Keith. And coming up here in a moment, I'm going to play Time to Go Home. Actually, I think what I'll do is go ahead and give you quick updates and then play that song and maybe one more if we have time. I'm not sure. We'll see. I'm also kind of hanging in the chat room through Blog Talk Radio. If you want to come by and say hi, just go to blogtalkradio.com/coffeetalkwithshell. Usually my soldier friends come by when they can all there, so I'm kind of keeping an eye on there as well in the meantime. Oh, and before I forget, a couple things, quick updates, and also wanted to tell y'all, I usually say this each segment of the podcast, so I don't forget. If you have any topic suggestions and or guest interview request for my podcast, for Coffee Talk with Shell, the best way to reach me initially is through Twitter. So find me on Twitter, Coffee Talk WC, spelled just like it sounds, COFFEETALKWC, Coffee Talk WC on Twitter. I have a PO box. I get messages. I love it when I get items to review too. I have a book I'm reading currently. I've mentioned it before. It's really, really good. And I'm hoping to line up an interview with soon with that author. But yeah, so a couple things on that note. Again, best way to reach me initially is through Twitter, Coffee Talk WC on Twitter. Again, if you want to, you know, share any topic suggestions and or guest interview requests. So like if you yourself want to be a guest, let me know, you know, what that's about, or, you know, what you got going on, and, you know, what's your story, and or if you want to, you know, nominate someone else to be a guest. I've had that happen too, you know, where like, oh, it'd be really cool if you could get so-and-so on as a guest, and then I try to follow up with them and make that happen, you know, or if you've got topic suggestions, you know, something in the news that you just find really interesting, or, you know, different stories that you want me to cover, I'm always open to ideas. And the other thing I was going to mention, I started to mention, so I have a PO box. So more specifically for this talk show, why I have the PO box, because I get things in the mail sometimes, like this book I'm currently reading. So if you have, like, you know, a music album, a book out, even a product item, like just things you know, I'm all about creative arts, by the way, but so that's my favorite, you know, is like television, movies, books, music, all that good stuff, and more stand-up comedy, of course, my favorite, my passion, my dream. But anyway, if you have, you know, like a stand-up comedy CD or a music CD or a book or, you know, what have you, I'm always open to receiving those items and reviewing them, having it on the show, like, you know, just if you're, you know, wanting to try to get on the show or whatever. So that's just another idea as well. I love that. One of my favorites is when I had Louise Montalvon on my show. He sent me his book. I hadn't even met him yet at the time, years ago. Sent me the book. I think actually a mutual friend recommended me to have him on the show. And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, and so she's like, okay, I told him. And the next thing I know, he's emailing me, hey, I just mailed out a copy of a book to you. This book was not even released yet. That's one of my favorites, is when I get to review things before they're even out. That's so fun to me. But anyway, because I like to help, you know, promote things like that. I think it's great when people put out their art and work. Anyway, so this is one of my favorite stories because so my dear friend, may he rest in peace, now sadly he's passed since, but Louise had this New York Best Time Seller. I just gave it away, but that's what happened. It turned into New York best time seller. So when I interviewed him, the book's called Until Tuesday. That was about his service dog. Tuesday's still doing well, thankfully. Retired service dog now, but doing well. Anyway, and so, yeah, I thought that was just so cool to see, you know, from the beginning to, you know, before the book was released, to seeing how successful it was. And then he went on book tour, and then I met him a couple of times. That's one of my other favorite things that I've done in the past with this podcast is, of course, interviewing celebrities. Super Bowl weekend in person was amazing, don't get me wrong. But the other thing, one of my cool, fun experiences on the side note here is when I've gotten to travel and meet guests that I've had on the show, or they've come here in town, and like Ross Matthews, you know, I adore him, and got to finally meet him when he did a comedy show here. It's just things like that. It's just been such a fun journey, and I hope it continues for a very long time more in the future. But anyway, so yeah, so that's the best way to start out is Coffee Talk WC on Twitter. And then also, if you ever want to send anything for me to read, review, you know, see what I think, and, you know, see if you know, if I decide to have you as a guest, because I'm always open to all suggestions, you know, and all that good stuff from requests. Then yeah, you can send it to, okay, so my PO box. Oh yeah. So Coffee Talk WC on Twitter, and then my PO box, Coffee Talk with Shell, and Shell spelled C-H-E-L-L-E, and it's PO box 48508, Fort Worth, Texas 76148. Looks like I have about 3 minutes left, so a couple more things. The other update is I cannot believe I'm turning 45 towards the end of July. So I think I'm getting older because of, every time I think about my upcoming birthday, I really just don't even care about a party. Even last year, like, I'm always like, oh, I want a dinner party or whatever, but my heart's in a different place now, and I think for the better, because I really want to do something giving back and helping others. And so I came up with this idea one night. I don't know why, when I go to sleep at night, ideas come to me, like clear thoughts, you know, and literally clearing my head. Anyway, and so I have this idea, and so it's called Shell's 45th Birthday Wish of 45 Rolls of Yarn. You can go to GoFundMe.com/45birthday wish, like 45, because I'm turning 45. So 45 birthday wish on GoFundMe.com, or follow me on, you know, Twitter, Coffee Talk WC, and I'll send you the link if anyone's interested. So I'm asking if anyone's interested. We're almost to goal. So it's $225 is the goal, or 45 rolls of yarn. So on average, I basically based one roll of yarn is $5 on average is how I did it. So I'm asking if you want to pitch in on GoFundMe or actually mail in yarn to that PO box I mentioned. So it looks like we're at 140 of 1225. So technically we are at, I'm trying to see here, and I haven't even checked my PO box in the last few days, so hopefully we have more yarn in there too. So we only have $80 left to make goal, and we're at 28 rolls of 45 rolls. So we have 17 rolls of yarn left to go. So yeah, I think, am I doing the math right? That doesn't seem right. I don't think I'm doing the math right. Oh gosh. Oh, I have 9 seconds. The computer lady just came on. But yeah, so only $80 left. I'm trying to divide 80 by 5 now to figure out my math, because I feel like I messed up on my math. But I know that it's only 80 left, and then if I can divide 80 by 5, then I can figure out how many. So anyway, so I'm just asking. So what I'm going to do is, I almost forgot to mention. So what I'm going to do is take the yarn and make and donate items, including beanie hats for cancer patients of all ages, baby booties for Souls for Souls. They collect shoes, and I asked them a while back, and they're totally open to baby booties. And I'm really hoping to add to that socks, if I can figure out how to crochet socks. And I'm going to try to reach out to anyone that crochets or knits, if they would consider also donating and making baby booties and or socks. Yeah, check out Souls for Souls, S-O-L-E-S, and the number 4, S-O-U-L-S. Now, the cancer patients, I have a particular hospital here in Dallas in mind, because my dear next-door neighbor from my childhood years has been fighting cancer her second time recently, and she actually is a nurse herself. And so I made her a few cute, you know, beanie hats and stuff, and she asked if I consider donating hats to, you know, other cancer patients there. So I definitely want to start with there. So those are a couple of first first ones. And so I'm thinking, because, you know, I'm turning 45, I want to give back. So I was like, I could do so much amazing giving back with 45 rolls of yarn, because I know how to crochet and I can make things and donate, you know, because there's always, and if you're a crocheter or knitter, there's always a place in need. It's so easy to find anyone, any place in need of something, whether it's baby booties for Souls for Souls, like, you know, beanie hats for cancer patients, beanie hats, Afghans for the homeless shelters. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff. Just get on the internet, you'll see. So because of that, I'm thinking what I'm going to try to do, if I can pull it off, is find ways for my 45th full year is donate 45 items per month. I know it's a big challenge, but that may include other people, you know, other crocheters and knitters pitching in, like, okay, you know, I've gone through this 45 rolls of yarn now. Can you help me out, you know, and make, I don't know, shoes or whatever, you know, and I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go. These are just kind of preliminary thoughts on part of that. But I'm so excited. I can't wait to share the journey with y'all. I'll talk more as we get into it and go along that journey. But I'm really excited. But anyway, so I just wanted to share that with y'all. And I'm sharing also because I'm always open to ideas. So if you yourself or someone you know has any charities in need of crochet or knit items, please let me know about it so I can, you know, consider those as well. Okay. I hope I have time to play Time to Go Home. If not, I apologize. It's called Time to Go Home by Michael Fronte and Spearhead, and I'm going to try to play it as we wrap up. And sign out, I guess, what I was trying to say, and wrap up at the same time. So again, this is for my military. This is all from all military and veterans and their loved ones, with special dedication to my soldier friends that listen to this podcast. And they know I always play this song every week for them. And I can't wait to see Mr. Fronte and his band, and hopefully his family, his wife and his baby boy Taj, and his wife Sarah, Mrs. Fronte. I know they've been traveling with them on tour recently, so I really hope we get to see them when they come to Dallas. That'll be really cool. All right, here we go. Time to Go Home by Michael Fronte Spearhead. Don't forget, check out, message me again, topic suggestions, guest interview requests on Twitter at CoffeeTalkWC. Check out GoFundMe.com/45birthday wish. And learn more about all that good stuff. And send me your ideas of what items to donate and where for crochet and knit type items. I can't wait to get more feedback from y'all. Always learning something new every day. All right. Love and peace. This is Shell. And wishing each and every one of you a safe and wonderful week ahead, especially with the holiday week going on and all. All right. I think it's July 3rd. It's Canada Day. So, yeah, they've got holiday as well coming up. All right, so happy Canada Day on July 3rd to y'all as well. And happy July 4th to my fellow Americans. All right, Time to Go Home by Michael Fronte Spearhead. Hopefully it'll still play out. And I am signing off as this song ends soon. All right, here we go. Love and peace. This is Shell. Bye.
All right. One, two.
Those who start wars never fight them. And those who fight wars, they never like them. And those who write laws, they can recite them. Laws, we live and die them. But I know they're never gonna tell you why. No, they only wanna tell you lies. No, never ever gonna tell you why. No, they only wanna tell you lies. No, never ever gonna tell you why. No, they only wanna tell you lies. It's time. take our girls away, no. Don't take our boys away, no. Don't take our girls
away. It's time to go home.
Don't take our boys away, no. Don't take our girls away, no. Don't take our boys away.